This it has to do in the life of a believer, attitude, because I can tell you attitude is directly related to your altitude. You can think on that. This comes from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 14. And Peter said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. You might read it in this manner. If you be reproached, what does reproach mean? It means to be insulted, reviled, hurt, offended, or choose to take offense. Because being offended is our choice. And it says, happy are you if you be reproached for the name of Christ. For God's glorious spirit rests upon you. And on their part, the one who may reproach you or insult you or wound you, either with their words or how they treat you. How do we respond to that? What is the proper response? And Peter said, oh, you should be happy. That's happy to even think of being happy. Because it reflects. See, sometimes when people do that, they think it's directed at us. But it isn't. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus that the enemy is really after. But we're the face. We're the person. And so sometimes they don't realize that. They just think what they think and do what they do. And it's not something that we normally love to talk about, but the fact is the Christian community is part of the price on our part when we get saved. And most of the time it isn't something so bad that we drag it around for a month, you know, and worry about it and fret. But doing what I do, every once in a while I get most interesting phone calls. And one happened this week pertaining to this, because it was the same spiritual kind of thing that happened to a person. But they let it stew for 5 days. And that person, by then, was ready to be in a straitjacket and headed for the funny farm. And I don't say that lightly. But for 5 days, it was over a bouquet of flowers. And I'm looking at you and you're looking at me like, well, that's no big thing. But to the person, it was. But because the recipient of the flowers didn't respond properly as to whether they really wanted them or not, that started the ball rolling and the enemy had a foothold. And immediately, it just continued and continued. That's 5 nights and 5 days without learning to deal with something. And this person's been a believer for a long time. It just shows you how the enemy can get under our skin if we let him. And you just stew on it. You know, we have a crock pot. I think the devil has a crock pot. He is a crock. You know, but when that stew gets in you, you can't even function. Because it occupies your mind. It occupies your actions. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I'm having a bad day today. Well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? The Word of God says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will what? Stew on it and complain and murmur and have a pity party? Oh, what was that word?
Rejoice.
Rejoice? Ah, well, that didn't happen in this case. But it's a prime example of when I say your attitude reflects your altitude. The two are related. attitude has everything to do with whether you win or you lose. Whether you peck in the dirt like a chicken or you soar in the heavens like an eagle, you choose. And so when Peter says, when these things come upon us, or we're reviled, or we choose to take offense, because Jesus said, take no offense. That means an offense is something you can choose to take, or you can say, nope, we ain't going there. I got close this morning when I came down and found the chaos in this place this morning, because that's my prayer time and that's my preparation time. And everything was all just barely recovering from some major power surge that went through the building last night in the night. I don't know if we had a storm or whatever, but it wasn't like that yesterday afternoon. Everything was up and running, and it was nice, and I went to bed just rejoicing that, oh, goody, I'll have more time to pray. I can be more holy when everybody shows up Sunday morning. Well, that didn't happen. So it was borderline, and I weren't sure that, especially the computer. I know we use it a lot. It's a tool. But when it isn't working, we all, I don't know, we're looking around like, where's the songs? Oh, we don't have any today. Ken and Laurie can go sit down. No, it's all in our attitude. And Peter talked about that because, and Jesus did too, being persecuted for our faith hasn't really manifested a lot here in America yet. And I've come to realize what a blessed nation we still are. There are a lot of things from our viewpoint in the Lord that really need changing. Some things in our little world need changing. Mostly it involves us to let God make those changes. There's going to be some rough days ahead. And we just need to be ready. And I don't mean, oh, is it going to be today? Oh, what? You know, just gird yourselves up and stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong in the Spirit. Because when things happen, I don't want to fall apart like the person that called me and stewed over a batch of flowers for 5 days. And it was the breaking point. And it didn't have to be that long. It could have been over the first day. So don't let things get to you to the point where it knocks you off course. And that's a good word, because there may be things coming that would knock you off course if you weren't rooted and grounded in the Lord. And I always remember this. The Bible talks about being rooted and grounded in Christ. And if you want to see the fruit, you got to take care of your root. And you'll have good fruit.